Let's not waste time discussing the past, Mother says, dismissing it. She gives me a smile. I just want to look at you. My goodness, you're already becoming a lady. I'm learning to waltz. I'm not terribly good at it, but I am trying, and I think I should have it down fairly well by our first tea dance. I want to tell her everything. It's all coming out in a rush. She's listening to me with such attention that I never want this day to end. A cluster of blackberries, plump and inviting, lies nestled in the ground. Before I can bring one to my mouth, Mother takes it from my hand. You mustn't eat those, Gemma. They're not for the living. Mother sees the confusion on my face. Those who eat the berries become part of this world. They can't go back. She gives them a toss, and they land in front of the deer, who gobbles them down greedily. Mother glances at the little girl, the one from my visions. She's hiding behind a tree. Who is that? I ask.
My helper, Mother says.
What is her name?
I don't know.
Mother closes her eyes tightly, as if she's fighting off pain. Mother, what is it? She opens them again, but seems pale.
Nothing. I'm a bit tired from all the excitement. It's time for you to go now.
I'm on my feet. But there's so much I still need to know. Mother rises, places her arms around my shoulders.
Your time has ended for today, love. The power of this place is very strong. It must be taken in small doses. Even the Order came here only when they needed to. Remember that your place is back there.
My throat aches. I don't want to leave you. Her fingers, the lightest of touches on my cheeks, opens me wide, and I can't stop the tears from coming. She kisses my forehead and bends to look me square in the face.
I'll never leave you, Gemma.
She turns and walks up the hill, the child's hand in hers. They walk toward the sunset till they merge with it, and there's nothing left but the deer and me and the lingering scent of roses on the wind. When I find my friends again, they're frolicking like happy lunatics. Watch this, Felicity says. She blows gently on a tree, and its bark changes from brown to blue to red and back again. Look! Anne scoops water from the river, and it turns to golden dust in her hands. Did you see that? Pippa's stretched out in a hammock.
Wake me when it's time to leave. On second thought, don't wake me. This is too divine a dream.
She extends her arms overhead and dangles a leg over the side of the hammock, resting in her cocoon. I am changed and spent. I want to go back to my room and sleep for 100 years, and I want to run back down into that valley and stay here with my mother forever. Felicity puts her arm around me.
We simply must come again tomorrow. Can you imagine if that prig Cecily could see us now? She'd be sorry she didn't want to join up.
Pippa leans an arm down to pick a handful of berries. Don't! I shout, slapping them out of her hands.
Why not?
If you eat them, you have to stay here forever.
No wonder they look so tempting, she says.
I hold out my hand. Reluctantly, she drops them in my palm, and I toss them into the river.